Incontriamo Slavko Stimac, protagonista dell'ultimo film di Emir Kusturica, La vita è un miracolo, che ha aperto appunto l'ultima edizione la presente edizione del Festival di Alpe Adria Trieste. Hi, good morning. I would like to ask you, the first question is about Emir Kusturica. This is the third film that you turned with him. So, how is working with Emir Kusturica?
A little bit more intense than with the most of the directors. He is a man who insists on a very high level of aesthetics, and in order to achieve that, he usually shoots his movies much longer than his average. But anyway, I know Emir for a long time, and for me it is very easy to work with him. We communicate very easy, understand each other, and I think that's the best thing one can wish while making a movie.
How is Emir Kusturica as a director of actors? So, how is his work with the actors?
Very sensitive, extremely sensitive. He's very much involved and open to suggestions. And as I told you, of course he likes to explore. That's one thing I forgot. For example, we can make a scene, we make few good takes, and then he says, "We have it, but now let's do one more. Maybe something unpredictable may come out of it." So it's really a very, very good experience to work with Emir.
How was for you to play in this movie that speaks about war and an experience that you did? So, how was the fiction in comparison with the real situation of war for you?
I will never know the real situation of war because I have since the wars started, I haven't been in any of those regions for myself. I saw it on TV and I spoke to some people who witnessed it themselves. It was very hard and very painful, you know. I grew up in one country and then you see that the people are killing each other, and nobody knows why. Actually, it's very abstract, and it's organized propaganda of hatred and everything. That's the way that things go, and it's the high politics involved in all of that. We all know that, but what concerns us is the destinies of the families, of people, it could have happened to anybody, any place, any time. So it was very, very hard. It's very dangerous to make any kind of stand politically because there is no place for that. Like 95% of people who suffered in the war were completely innocent. We all know that. Some extremists did this and that, some sick people, but people are everywhere. People are the same. A little different in some sort of temperaments, cultures, and everything, but in general, it's pretty much the same. So we were trying to make a movie about where the war is behind, but the main focus is on the destiny of one man, one family, and things that happen to them because of the war, something that they didn't wish, didn't think about. I'm saying of practically innocent people, just like the girl that comes to Lucas, that they fall in love, also a victim, innocent, and so on.
You are a father in this movie, and you are a father also in the real life. Yeah. So did you help? Did it help you to being a father, having a son for in the moment in which you started to play in this movie?
Definitely is. If you have experience of being a father, it's a very special experience, really. Or mother. Definitely the inspiration goes from that. And it was, I have to say, the easier part for me to do.
A last question. Tell us something about your experience in America. I mean, you played also in some movies outside Europe. I mean, big productions or different production. I mean, maybe the situation is different.
Well, when I was I played with in the movie. In America, I did really play in a couple of films, but it's not important at all. But in 70s, I played in the movie that Sam Peckinpah directed. Is a great American director, and that movie was shot very close to here in Istria and in Slovenia and in some parts in England. And that was that mainstream big production that I experienced when I was 15 years old, with the actors like James Coburn, James Mason, Maximilian Schell, David Warner, and so on. And Peckinpah himself being a history of cinematography, definitely. It was a great experience, came at the right time when I was a boy. So, in order not to mystificate anything about it. We all make actually the movies the same way. Mm-hmm. We have a small budget and big budget, but the principle, the way that the movies are made are all more or less the same. Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.